They both represent God very well. And now they did that in honor of our speaker this evening, who also does her very best to represent God. What is it when you represent God? You're loving. You're kind. You're glad to see people. You want good for people. You get joy when other people have joy. God's work is always easy. And you know, this evening, what I hope is that our speaker for this evening goes out with as much joy as she can hold, because she has brought a lot of joy to so many here. And a good many of you already know her, so there's not a lot I have to say, because I think you already agree with me. She is, again, one of the sweetest young people that you're ever going to meet. You know, we don't have to be holier than thou to please God. We just have to be nice people. And that's what our Lori Ann LaPearl.
If my heart would start pounding out of my chest, I think I'd be all right. It's an honor to be able to share some thoughts with you tonight. I have one thing to ask before I begin, though. I'd like everybody to stand up when I say ready, and I want everyone to hug everybody to each side of you, and if you have never met them before, say nice to meet you, and if you have, say nice to see you again. So, ready. Very nice. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that good? Can you hear me? Yeah, that was fun. See, isn't that nice? I know. Now I can't stop the hugging. Hey, I only got 15 minutes here. A lot of stuff to cover. Can you guys hear me all right? I thought that'd be kind of fun to break the ice. For myself, anyway. But. What I'd like to share with you guys tonight is a little bit about my family. A little bit in honor of my father, because my father died like about 10 years ago, and I've never really had the opportunity to share some things that are really heartfelt and some experiences that I really learned to pretty much be who I am today. And also why I'm really excited about my life right now. I'd like to start a little bit and let you know I'm from back east. Most of you know me. I'm from Connecticut. I don't think all of you know, but my whole family's L's. My grandparents are Lionel and Lena, who had Louis, son. My dad met my mom as Louise, and then he had Lisa, Lori, Lynn, and Lana. So, when Billy calls me Linda, you can say, I say, oh yeah, uh-huh. As long as you're in the L department, yeah, it's close. Because when my mom was mad, she didn't know who she was calling, pretty much. So, my mom was pretty much a stay-at-home mom, because she had the three of us, well, four girls, but the three of us are not even a year in age difference. So you can imagine, it was like having triplets. My mom pretty much did all our sewing, pretty much dressed us all the same, so people thought we were triplets. So they'd be like, which one's who? and pretty much the same in size. But and then there was another daughter. She was 7 years later. She was not an oops baby, but wasn't planned. But she's a true blessing, my little baby sister. My dad actually had a business called LaPearl Memorials. It's kind of a family business. He used to do lettering, used to cut stone, pretty much with granite. So all those nice headstone and markers you guys see, it's pretty much what my father did. So people thought there were dead people living in our front yard my whole life. They would say, you know that movie Carrie? I'm like, yeah. Were there hands that coming out of your lawn? They were afraid to walk in certain places. We were like, no, not going to happen. You know, we were pretty much well off as kids. We had pretty much everything a child would want, from a beautiful big home, you know, the cat and the dog and the boats and the cars and a million toys. I'm from a small town, so everybody knew everybody, which wasn't always a good thing, because if you were somewhere you weren't supposed to be, your parents found out. So you'd go home and be like, where were you today? How do you, what? How do you know? We know, people. So never get away with anything. My parents are pretty strict, though. It's kind of a joke around the neighborhood that we had to be on in before the streetlights came on, and it'd be funny because we'd be running about 50 miles an hour, and everyone would know that the streetlights were about to come on because we were pretty much going to get grounded if we weren't in. A lot of strict rules, which I'm forever grateful for now in my life because it gave me structure and stuff like that. But so, you know, with the whole thing of being having a lot as kids and stuff, I really learned a huge lesson when I was like 13, didn't know at the time. My father was in the process of losing everything that he had, that he ever worked for, to give us kids and my mom. And I won't go into why or anything, but it was a huge transition because we had everything. We're losing a home, the land that we lived on, and just everything. And we had to run in front of a heater on one of those wall units. I'm not sure if you guys remember those, but to get warm because my father couldn't afford oil in our house anymore. The beauty of it is at that time we were kids and confused and thought our life was crashing down in front of us. But my father sat us all down and said, you know, it's just the love that you have for each other. I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this. It's just your family. It's your blood, you know. It's the people around you that surround yourself. It's all about love. It doesn't make a difference. It's just stuff. I guess it's a real important lesson for me in life because I've never really attached to anything as far as material because I appreciate nice things, but easy come, easy go. I realize that not everything is always going to be for today. And that you can take, the only thing you can take with you from this work I've been doing is your love volume with you. It's who you surround yourself with. And I'm sure all you guys can agree with me on that here, that doing a lot of work that I've been doing lately. So that's one huge thing in my life that I didn't know at 13, but I got to know later on in life from my dad. Another one was my grandfather, my father's father, never told him that he loved him, never showed him until he was dying. And then my father, you know, from him telling us when we're older, it really crushed him because he wanted that connection with his dad. My grandfather was really strict and stern with him. He loved him, but never showed him, never told him. And my father said he felt like something got taken away from him as far as the experience to share with his dad. So he vowed that when he had his own kids, that he was going to shower us with love, you know, and he didn't know at the time it was a boy for girls. They were shooting for a boy, but he had all girls. Even the dog and the cat were girls. So imagine our house. Blow dryers everywhere. But what's amazing about that whole thing is my father made a choice. And, I talk to a lot of people, like, in my class and just friends around, and I am so grateful of the childhood that I had. I feel, like, so blessed. But, you know, I'm so proud of so many of you that even here tonight that made that choice to love, you know, to show love, to be love. I feel like I'm lighting up right now. Am I? it's all about love, and my father made a choice just to love. I mean, he loved us kids. We say every night, we'd say, you know, kiss goodnight, hug, love you. Of course, the old saying, you never go to bed mad, right? That didn't always work, but you tried it, you know? He just showered with so much love, and he told us, I vowed to just show people that I love them, not going to wait until something happens, you know? So that was the second thing that my father, which I'm proud of, that he made that choice, you know? And the third thing is my parents' love for each other. Amazing. My parents were so in love. They were like lovers, best friends, loved each other conditionally. My father used to sing a song, The Most Beautiful Woman in the World, to my mom a lot. He just thought my mom was everything. You know, and through the hard times, they stuck it out. They just loved each other. Just like, this is what it's about. You know, you go through life and you stick by each other when you love each other. It's when the times get tough that you're there for someone. And I just think about them. And I think how they used to hold hands. They were very affectionate, just to show us all the time how much they loved each other. sometimes when you're a kid, it'd be like, oh man, you have to kiss him again. See your parents kissing, you know, when you're like 10, you're like, look, yuck. When you're 16, you're like, all right, I can deal with this. But them showing us, you know, that love and empowerment was really important in our relationships as girls, because we knew what love really was, that we weren't settling for anything less. It was like, nope, and somebody's going to love us for everything we are. Speaking of which, you know, most people think I, like, have a tough side, and I do. I mean, I love people and stuff like that, but I can stand up for my own. But I do believe I've grown a lot through the years where I want to love everyone and love where they're at. I don't want to fix them, tell them what to do. But I just want to be there for them, you know, hold their hand, and whatever path they choose, I just want to be supportive. And I'll tell you one time, I don't remember this, my grandmother told me, I was like 5 or 6 years old, and some kids were playing on our land, and she didn't want them to get hurt, so she went out and said, you can't play here. And they were calling her names, and I guess she said 5 or 6 years old, so I went in the house and was crying, and she said, honey, what's the matter? And I said, they're saying bad things about you, Meme. And I'm French, by the way, so Meme, so if you don't know that, it's grandmother. She said, that's okay, honey. Stick stones, you may break Meme's bones, but names never hurt me. So I said, huh. I went outside, put my hand on my hip, and I said, stick stones may break Meme's bones, but she don't care. So then I went inside, and I was all proud, you know. She said it was like, and she never forgot that. And it was such a joyful memory for her that, I just loved my grandmother so much, I wasn't going to let anybody talk bad about her. Another thing is, you guys will laugh at, is that no guy could ask us. My father was like 6'2", like 260 pounds. And yeah, dating was a problem. But dating was only a problem. You had to come and ask for permission, okay? Now find a guy to do that. Well, my first date showed up to ask my dad, and he had long feather earring on, concert t-shirt all shredded up, hair longer than mine. And my father said, oh, no, 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 no. I don't think this is going to happen. So I'm like, Dad, you know, I was really mad, of course, at my dad saying, I can't believe you sent my boyfriend away. And he was like, well, he said to the his name was Michael at the time. He said, I'll tell you what. You show some respect for my daughter and me. Go get a haircut, get a pressed shirt, take the earring out of your ear and come back. 2 hours later, he was knocking at my door. And I was like, is he crazy? Not only that, her curfew was 12, and 11:30, they dropped us off front of the house, barely stopping. Okay, get out. Yeah, because my dad, I never forget, one day I went down, and I was a little late, and he came. I swear, my father must have been wearing the tightest sweatshirt I've ever seen anybody wear come down the stairs like this. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. Yeah, he was a friend, thank God, because I don't think I would have dated him again, but... But yeah, so some of the things, and then, my father was really big on respect, especially respect your elders, have manners. He always treat us like, you want to be a lady, you got to act a lady, and you should be treated like a lady. When we went to restaurants, we ever got a line, it was like we laughed immediately. He didn't believe on any kids being out of order. He was just like, okay, you just behave because we're ladies. So we were at Disney World on a family vacation, and we were getting on this bus, a tour bus from one park to the next, and it was me, my mom, and all my sisters. My brother-in-laws were with us, too, and the bus was packed, and all these elderly people were getting on, and the bus driver was crazy. He was, like, driving 50 going around corners, okay? So you're like, when you didn't have a seat, you were hanging on? Well, when all these older people got on the bus, we're, like, looking, they can't hang on, so we all gave our seat up. Well, little do we know, like, the way my father brought up is, like, you always open the door. For somebody behind you, you look behind you. You know, you always try to reach out helping hand to somebody. You never put yourself out. If anything, it should give you joy to do something for someone else. So we all gave our seats up, all the girls. I look around the bus, and there's a lot of young 20, 30, 40-year-old men still sitting. So at the dinner table that night, can you imagine how we felt? We were pretty proud of ourselves. You know, it brings us joy to know that we did a good thing. And we did it because our heart was in it. We didn't do it because we had to do it. I mean, no one said get up. But my father said, I'm really proud. I'm really proud you're my girls, kind of thing. And that's something he used to always say to us all the time. And my dad was a really good man. He was a very good dad, good provider. And I miss him very much. And I'm hoping one of these days he'll visit me in class when I'm ready. I did get introduced by this church from Cindy. Where is she? My little friend Cindy introduced me to the church about 9 years ago. Took me a little long to get around to coming on a steady schedule. I did come, and I liked it, but with life, I guess I just wasn't ready. I was working a lot and stuff. The last 2 years, about 2 years ago or so, I started coming faithfully, and I have never been so happy. I just amazing feeling that I have just being around so many lovely people. People that just want to love you. They don't care what you do, what you have. They just want to love you. I mean, what better place to come to? I mean, my heart is so full of joy. And, you know, and I'm, like, just so nervous, like, talking in front of people. I've never done this before, might I add. I don't know how good of a job I'm doing, but you can don't throw sticks and stones until I'm done. But I just am so excited. And Millie asked me to speak about 8 months ago. I said, no, I don't think I'm ready to do that. And then Barbara had talked one Sunday, and I swear she was talking just to me. There must have been 100 people here, but I swear she was going, boy, get over your fear. She was about fear, stepping out of your fear, your comfort zone. It's like the biggest growth you can have. It's all, and I swear she was like zoning in on me, and I'm like, all right, I get it. And then, you know, Lindy, the following week, shares about all these lessons, you know, on love. And then Jeff's got a message from me when they did message bearing and said, get over it, go for it, don't be shy. And, of course, some of my classmates had fun with that comment, don't be shy. But right, Fred? And and anyways, I felt like, wow, you know. And then Millie asked me the week later to talk. I'm like, all right. And she's like, you're not even going to fight me on it? I said, no. I think I'm ready to share some stuff. So, but you know, this church, you know, I just love it so much, and I wish everybody could feel the love that I feel. And the spiritual development classes that Millie has, if anybody hasn't taken them, it just changed my life. I'll tell you a couple things. We all say, you know when you know, when you know, when you know, when you know. And you can keep going with that. But one thing that really intrigued me to come to this church was Millie had a message for me about 2 years ago, and I was sitting in the row back over here, and she said, oh, honey, and I was, you know, her, oh, honey, and I'm like, yeah, she's like, can you feel the love, and I'm like, I think so, I'm looking around, and she's like, can you feel it, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, I kind of felt hot, and I felt the energy, and she goes, well, there's someone here, hon, oh, and this is big, and she goes, give me an L, give me a Lou, give me a Louise, give me a Lewis, and I was like, he's going with my whole family here, and I'm like, and I'm like, wait a minute, so is this person gone or here? She's like, oh, no, honey, he's on the other side. I said, oh, I said Lewis, and she said, yeah, and anyways, I immediately was like, it got my attention, because it was the first time ever. I've known my dad's been with me, but I was like, okay, this lady doesn't even know me, really, right? She's like, they tell me my dad's already over on the other side. Well, what she said to me, though, made me cry. It was tears of joy, because she said, I don't know if this makes sense to you, so run it through your higher self. She goes, but he's saying that he's really proud of you girls. And I was like, oh, my God. She was like, well, I go, she goes, well, why would he say girls? I go, because I have three sisters, and that's what he used to say to us all the time. So nobody here knew that, and I was like, oh, I think I found my home. And not only that, at that time in my life, I was really looking for a family connection, because all my family's back east, and I really miss them. It was my choice to move out to California. I love it here. I can't imagine not living here now that I know, and the people that are around me right now, but I still miss my family. And, you know, my mom and my sisters, I go home for Christmas, and I tell them about the church, and they're so open to it, and I tell them about the experience I've had with Dad coming through, and Meme, and all this other stuff, and they're intrigued, and they're really happy for me. They see me happy, and they're like, what are you doing? And we're so happy you're happy, you know, kind of thing. And we cry a lot, and we laugh, because we're all really sensitive. All my sisters and my mom are all like that. I like to tell you two things about Millie's classes. The first time I had, you know, when you know, when you know, when you know, was my grandmother came through, and I can't remember at the time who it was that, for some of you that take the classes, it's like they use us as a channel, and sometimes they'll use somebody you least expect. Someone was showing my grandmother, and they were saying, people around the circle say what they're getting connected to, which you'll experience in a little while. And they said, this person's really short. They're like really short, like 4'10". I'm like, that's my grandmother was 4'10". So I'm like, and then I'm like, huh, could be my grandmother. And then they were like, someone smelt burnt toast. I was like, my grandmother had toast every morning. And I'm like, okay, this is my first thing, right? Now, how does anyone know that? Then all of a sudden, one of the girls in the class says, what is a pishu? And I'm like, oh, those are, in French, those are slippers. She used to crochet slippers for everybody. Those are slippers. Pishu? No way. So I called my family. I'm like, no, what could have happened? They were all like, nobody knows what a pishu is. Nobody knows, except them when they're French. So I'm like, so they were like, no way. I was like, yeah. So I was like so excited. And then when I got my Indian guide, she's Little Lone Star, and I work with her all the time. And my friend Trish is here tonight. I met at the doctor that I work for, and we became friends. And she came in with a birthday gift on my birthday, and I was like, oh, Trish, you have to do that. She goes, well, I was just thinking of you. Something, I had to get this for you. And I'm like, okay. So I opened the gift, and it's a globe for your plants, and it's one star. So I was like, and I was like so happy. I was jumping up and down, and she was like, okay, I've given gifts before, but I've never seen anybody this happy. And I was like crying, and I was like, oh my God. And she was like, she liked it or not? And I was like, no, I said, I love it. I said, you don't even know. And then I told her about my Indian guide. So she was like, oh my God, she was so happy. And then she went home and told her husband, Eric, who's here, and he was really happy. It was like the chain didn't stop just from sharing. And then for my birthday, I got 9 Starbucks cards. Get it? Starbucks? I don't even go to Starbucks. So I said to Kimberly, it's kind of strange, right? You think I got 9 Starbucks cards? She goes, hello, Starbucks? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Whoa, 9 of them. Wow. So that was kind of another interesting story I have. But I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for this time and letting me share with you guys. And I do want to say a few gratitude and thank you to a few people out here tonight that mean a lot to me. First of all, to my classmates, my soul brothers and sisters. You know, all these experiences I have with you have been so amazing. I have a connection with you like I have no other, and I love all of you. And to Dr. Kinsella, I work for, Doctor, thank you so much for letting me be me at work, which is, everyone knows this doctor. Raise your hand there. Okay, there he goes. You're amazing. Thank you so much for taking care of me and everybody I love. And, you know, I love you, man. And to all my friends that are here that I've had history with, you know, you're always in my thoughts and prayers. And thank you for coming to support me tonight. And I love you, too. And the people I don't know, you know, I love to get to know you better. Hey, I can't leave anybody out. And then, of course, the old beautiful lady over here. I call her Baby Doll. That's my name for her. I want Mary, thank you. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And my family's going to be listening to this, so I do like to say, I love you, Mom. You know, I'm proud to be your daughter. And my sisters, I couldn't have a better connection with any kind of sister who loved than my sisters. I'm forever grateful. And the song, We Are Family, is in my head from Sister Sledge. You know, we are family. That's our song. So I'd like to leave you, if I could, with a couple good thoughts. Is that okay? Okay. I need to read them because I don't memorize them, but... Am I like over my time? Because I look at the clock. All right. I'm like, am I over? I had to change it all around because way too long earlier. Okay. You guys will love this one. This is my favorite. The best kind of friend is the one whom you can sit on a porch and swing without ever speaking a word and then walk away feeling like it's the best conversation you ever had. I like that one, huh? That's my favorite one. Happiness lies for those who cry, those who hurt, those who have searched, those who have tried, for only they can appreciate the importance of people who have touched their lives. Don't go for looks, they can deceive. Don't go for wealth, in the end it fades away. Go for someone who makes you smile, because it takes a smile to make a dark day seem bright. Show your light. Thank you. Hey, Fred, did you notice I didn't notice you all naked in your underwear?